Nedarim Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 1-4. More on using Hatfasa to effect Nidrei Aser. Recall that when it comes to Hatfasa, when you're making something to be forbidden like something else, the thing to which you are connecting it to and likening it to has to be something which is a davar hanador, that became forbidden by virtue of the fact that someone declared it to be so, as opposed to something which is intrinsically forbidden, independent of what someone declares. So the chiddush of our Mishnah here is going to be that a person likens, let's say, his friend's food to be like various karbonos, which sound like obligatory karbonos, not voluntary karbonos. And if it's obligatory, then it's like the Torah which made this thing into a korban, not the person who declared it to be so. And therefore, it would not be effective through Hatfasa. It's like saying you are making it forbidden like pork. Not effective. So the chiddush for Mishnah is, even though that many of these things, all these karbonos really come in certain scenarios as obligatory, and some usually are obligatory, there's a possibility for each to be a davar hanador, a voluntarily restricted item. And because of that, since we have the general rule that we interpret all the darim to be lechumra if we can, so therefore, such declarations will be effective. And therefore the Mishnah says, ha'omer korban ola, meaning a person says, korban ola she'eni ochel lach, meaning, I won't eat your stuff, eni ochel mishelcha, from your food, because it's to me like a korban ola. So, if we can interpret korban ola to be a davar hanador, a voluntarily restricted item, that will be effective. And we can. So the point of our mission here is this is a long list now of all these different kind of karbanos, which normally aren't, but we'll say that they can be Devarim Hanadurim, and therefore it is effective. So it says, Omer, Korban Ola, or Mincha, or Chatas, or Toda, or Shlamim, any of those, She'eni Ochalach, the din is Asur, it's binding, meaning that the restrictions kick in for the Neder. So let's just go through these all. Although Ola, Korban Ola can often be like obligatory, like the Musafan that are brought and so on. Nevertheless, one can volunteer an Ola, and therefore it's a davar hanador. A mincha, same goes, there's a variety of different obligatory menachos that have to be brought, but also a person can volunteer to bring some menachos, and therefore it can be a davar hanador. Chatas, this is more tricky. The truth is that a chatas, the normal chatas, sin offering, is brought when a person transgresses some isser that carries the penalty of karas. He does it b'shogeg, so he brings a chatas. But there is a possibility of a chatas being a davar hanador, and that is, for example, the scenario of a nazir. Nazir is the topic of our next mesechta. Bez Hashem, we'll get there. So a nazir, at the end of his naziris, does what's called a tiglachas tahara, this process where he cuts his hair, and he brings three karbanos, a shlamim, an ola, and a chatas. So the point here is that the chatas that the nazir brings, he volunteered to do it, so to speak. He made a neder, and naziris is a type of neder. So he took on a neder, and therefore that's what made this like a called a voluntary chatas. So that's the kind of chatas we're talking about over here. Toda, same goes. Toda normally is obligatory. One brings it when he survives certain life-threatening scenarios. The mnemonic Ben Ish Chai gives is a chayim, chet yud yud mem, which stands for chavush, someone who's imprisoned, yisurin, someone who's in a deathly situation, deathly illness, and so on, yam, who crosses the ocean, or midbar, who crosses the desert, the wilderness. After one survives those things, he brings a korban toda, and that really is, nowadays, no korbanos toda are brought, but we do bench gomel, as it's called, in place of that. In any case, that's sort of obligatory, but here at Tana holds that a person could also bring a toda voluntarily, and that's what we're talking about over here. And finally, the shlamim. So also shlamim, there is such thing as obligatory shlamim, but there is such a thing as obligatory, but most shlamim are voluntary, and that's what we're talking about over here. So in all those cases, if a person says, for example, shlamim she'eni ochalach, your food is like shlamim to me, and therefore I shall not eat from it, asur, he's bound by that. Rebuta says that these expressions are not effective. He is really saying the same thing he said in the previous Mishnah, that if you don't say with the prefix k, it doesn't work. And we have to say it's k korban ola, k mincha, k chatas, etc. And the reason why is because he says that without the k before as a prefix, the kafa dimyon. So then it's as if he's taking an oath. And he said, like, by my life, like chaya ola, by the life of a korban ola, I won't eat your stuff. But that is not effective. He's swearing in that sense by using a lashon of shvua, an expression of shvua, is not an effective nether or shvua, nothing, and therefore it's not binding. Now, if a person says la korban, I skipped. If a person says ha korban or ka korban, your food is the korban or like a korban, so those of course are effective, or korban, simply korban, she'ochalach, meaning your food is like korban to me, or ka korban to me, or ha korban to me, and therefore I won't eat it, so then yes, asur, he's bound by such a neder. But if he says la korban, lo ochalach, the lamed here with a patach under it, so the Tanakama holds that would not be effective. It's implicit, not explicit in the Mishnah. Implicitly, he wouldn't hold it effective because he understands that'd be like, la would be like, la korban is like for the sake of a korban, and that's not going to mean, if your food is for the sake of a korban, forbidden to me, no, that doesn't cut it. It has to be said it's forbidden like a korban, and for the sake of a korban, bishvil wouldn't work. However, Rabbi Meir understands that la korban is, yes, effective. He understands it would be the same as if he had a shva under it, so it's le korban, yehei, meaning your food, machalcha alai, should be forbidden to me as if it were a korban, the lamed with the shva, lamed, two dots underneath, it's like it's as if it were, like, similar to a kaf, so it's like a korban, and therefore it's effective, says Reb Meir. The halacha does not follow him, so la korban with a patach, not effective. Now, the Mishnah continues on, but this really is effectively a new Mishnah. In the Gemara, it's actually a new Mishnah altogether. It's a kind of a new topic-ish. New chiddush. So the point is, normally the rule is, when a person takes a neder, he has to take a neder on something which, not just on a chayf, it's an object, as opposed to like him doing something, but it has to be what's called a davar. It has to be something which is something that's currently extant, it's existent already. It can't be something which hasn't yet come into being, a davar she'ein bo mamash, thing that hasn't got substance. It has to be a davar she'esh mamash, has to be a thing itself. So the question is, what happens if a person says an expression along the lines of ha'omer lechavero, a person says to his friend, konam pi hamedaber imach, my mouth is like a korban to you that speaks with you. The idea he wants to do is to make his mouth, make it so that he can't speak to this guy. But the speaking is not a thing that has mamash, not an object, not a chefet on which a neder could devolve. The chiddush of our mission is going to be, yes, it's still effective, because we're understanding that he's taking a neder on the mouth itself. My mouth is forbidden to do the speaking to you. And since the mouth already exists, so that will be effective. It's not on the action, the speaking, it's on the mouth itself. And so similarly, if a person says, konam yadi, my hand osa imach, that should do whatever it should do for you, something for you, with you. Again, we're going to say it's binding because it's not the doing which is being restricted. That would be a davar she'en bo mamash, not a thing that has substance. Rather, it's the hand itself, which has mamash, has substance, is what's forbidden. And finally, raglai, mahalchos imach, or if I say my legs from walking with you, again, it's on the legs, the feet don't walk. So the feet has substance already. Asur, all those kinds of examples, one can effect a neder such a way, and we look at it as if it's going on the existing object, the mouth, the hand, or the feet.